it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello, and welcome once again to New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks for your company. Firstly, we speak to somebody who's no stranger to us. Ricky Chaplin joins us. Ricky is an advocacy officer with Blind Citizens Australia. He joins me from his home in Brisbane via Skype. Ricky Chaplin, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Vaughan. Great to be here.
Now, we're here to talk about audio description. Audio description is a bit of a buzzword at the moment, and I think there's some exciting things maybe happening around the convention with audio description. However, we're here today to talk specifically about audio description in cinemas. What's that about?
Yes, well, as quite a few people may have noticed over the last few years, when you go to a cinema to try and watch a film with audio description, the experience can be somewhat hit and miss because you may be able to successfully hire the equipment and have it working, and if that happens, all well and good. However, there are numerous experiences that people have reported where they've turned up to the cinema, the staff haven't known anything about the equipment for audio description. It may not be working as a result of that, and so people miss out on being able to have the audio description track included in their film experience. There are quite a few factors involved in cinemas that affect the provision of audio description, and often it's around high staff turnover and people not being trained in the use of the equipment. There have been cases where the equipment has been upgraded at times, or that it's not compatible with a new system the cinema's put in, all kinds of different things. And so we're hoping to avoid this same scenario, of course, on television by our attempts to have it regulated, but unfortunately cinema audio description was never regulated by legislation or anything like that. And so as a result, we're seeing all these different sort of caveats that people experience when they go to watch a film with audio description in the cinema.
We've heard of things, particularly overseas, with apps available for iPhones and Android phones that actually listen to the movie and have the audio description track built into the app. Is that something that's been explored in Australia at this point?
Well, as you mentioned, I believe at convention we're going to have a presentation of some sort on that particular app, but it's not yet available in Australia commercially, as I understand it. It'd be fantastic once it does get to that point, because I think if you equip the consumer with the ability to control their audio description, a lot of these problems will probably be solved because you're not relying on the cinema, of course, to provide equipment and make sure it's working and what have you.
So assuming I go to a cinema and I go to an audio described performance and I'm furnished with the equipment and it doesn't work, is there any remedy available to me at that point?
Really, the only thing you can do is lodge a complaint with the cinema, and I've assisted several people to do that. Once the cinemas are made aware that there is someone who's regularly attending who requires you an audio description, then they do seem to make sure that it does happen. But yeah, it seems to be a case of going to management, reporting your experience, and then working with them to get it implemented properly. And to make sure that their staff are trained, even things like the charging of the units, to make sure that those basic things are taken care of. But yeah, it's not something that happens automatically, it seems, and unfortunately it's required people to actually approach the cinemas and get them to pull their socks up, so to speak.
And that's kind of what BCA's been aiming at, isn't it? And you've got some teleconferences coming up.
Yeah, that's right. The teleconferences are coming up to try and gather some data about people's experiences going to cinemas, to try and record that so that we can campaign for the working group that was originally formed to inform the rollout of the audio description in cinemas, for that group to come back together and to actually campaign for some regulation around cinemas and audio description so that we can avoid these issues eventually in future.
And how can we get involved?
You can contact the national office to register for those teleconferences, and we can take your details and make sure that you get the dates and the dial-in details for those teleconferences. And I believe Lauren Henley will be running those.
It's important to stress, isn't it, Rick, that even regardless of whether we have apps in the future, that that doesn't remove the onus from the cinema to make sure that the audio description equipment works. Because there's a lot of people out there in the community who don't have access to devices which those apps will work on.
Yeah, that's correct. And we've always got to bear that in mind. And it doesn't matter what we're talking about, be it information about transport, be it banking facilities, whatever the case may be. We've always got to bear that in mind. You know, we have people who are elderly who are losing their vision, and they don't necessarily have access to that technology or the ability to be able to learn how it works. So we have to make sure that the same experiences are available to everybody. And I think one thing that a lot of organizations and companies don't necessarily realize is that the United Nations Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities doesn't just apply to government. It applies to everybody that runs any kind of company or agency or service or whatever the case may be. And it's meant for us all to apply in our daily lives to make sure that people with disabilities are included in every sense of the word.
Mm. And it's also worth noting that the cost of providing audio description is not particularly prohibitive, given that most movie formats have the audio description track already recorded on them.
Yeah, that's right. You know, a lot of this stuff is already produced for overseas markets, and so it's really just a case of communication and making sure that the cinemas ask for that track to be included in the copy that they receive.
So would you advise members of BCA and other blind and vision impaired people in the community to contact their local cinemas and have a frank discussion with them about audio description?
Yep, certainly. That seems to be the way to go at the moment, and I'm happy to assist people with that. I have done so in the past. I would think, you know, go to the cinema first if you haven't been before. See what their response is. If we need to report it to management, then we can certainly do that. Sometimes management are a little bit hard to track down. It depends where they're based. But yeah, again, I can help people research that if need be, and we can make them aware of the situation.
Rick, thanks for joining us once again.
No worries, Vaughan. It's my pleasure.
Ricky Chaplin, Advocacy Officer with Blind Citizens Australia. And those teleconferences will be held on the 28th and the 30th of August. If you'd like to find out how to get involved, as Ricky said, contact the National Office and they'll be happy to give you the dates, times and the contact details so you can take part in those teleconferences. We've got a very audio description focused program this week. We move on now from audio description in cinemas to audio description on television. Once again, this is Reared It's Ugly Head. Late last week, Lauren Henley sent out an email regarding the lobbying of senators, because they're very shortly about to vote on the amendments to the Broadcasting Act. And Lauren had this to say: as you may be aware from recent emails, the Australian government is currently progressing a number of reforms relating to broadcast television. This provides us with a unique opportunity to advocate for a permanent audio description service on Australian television, and we urgently need your help. On Wednesday, the 9th of August, the Broadcasting Legislation Amendment, Broadcasting Reform Bill 2017, will be discussed in the Senate. We only have a few days left to lobby senators to push for this bill to commit the modest funds necessary to provide a permanent audio description service on the ABC and SBS, as well to make elimination of broadcast license fees, as proposed in the bill, dependent on the introduction of audio description on commercial free-to-air television. We already have the support of the Australian Greens, but this is not enough. It is consumer demand that will get us over the line. So please do what you can to help us lobby senators over the next few days. I am aware that many of you have already been very busy contacting senators, and I thank you for your dedication and ongoing assistance. We have an updated list of key senators we are targeting in our campaign, so you will now find a few new ones on the list. If you have limited time, it would be more strategic to focus on senators in your state or territory. Otherwise, please contact as many senators as you can. You can contact senators in their electorate offices up until the 8th of August. On the 8th, you can contact senators via their parliamentary offices. Just call the Parliament of Australia switchboard on 02-6277-7111. I'll give that number again, 02-6277-7111. And ask to be transferred to the office of the senator to whom you wish to speak. The key message we need to get across is that the broadcasting amendments must not pass without including provisions for audio description on free-to-air television. If you are passionate about this issue, you might like to encourage your family and friends to get involved as well. One way to raise awareness is by sharing information on social media. There are some clips available on YouTube if you'd like to have a look at them. One is from The Lion King, the other one is from The Hunger Games, and the third is a trailer for the movie Frozen, which came out a few years ago. They're available on YouTube if you'd like to look them up. Thank you for your ongoing assistance with this campaign. Together, we can make audio description a reality for Australians who are blind or vision impaired. We must remain committed to the cause, though, and must not lose momentum. The next few days are crucial. If you have any comments or questions about this campaign, please feel free to contact me directly. I can be contacted by phone on 03-9654-1400. That number again, 03-9654-1400. Or free call 1-800-033-660. Alternatively, you can reach me by email, lauren.henley, that's lauren.henley, at bca.org.au. lauren.henley@bca.org.au. That's Lauren's email, so I would urge you to get in touch with your local senator and let them know what you think about audio description and just how important it is to you, because I remind you once again, Australia is the only country without any audio description on free-to-air television, and you must surely agree that that is a very, very sad state of affairs and cannot continue. Blind Citizens Australia relies heavily on donations from its members and from people in the community. If you'd like to find out how to donate to BCA, get in touch with them on 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660, or you can have a look at the website bca.org.au if you'd like to donate to the organisation. Don't forget that the National Convention's coming up in October. It's in Melbourne from the 13th to the 15th. Registrations will soon be open, so look out in your mailboxes or your email boxes if you are looking forward to coming to convention. I'll definitely be there, and I'll look forward to seeing you. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks for your company for the last 15 minutes or so. Don't forget that all-important campaign to get audio description on television. You haven't got many days left, so get in touch with your local senator and let's make that happen. However, I'll see you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams, of our dreams.